Another day is upon us, and as fast as the time goes, it's good to be together again at this same time every weekday. Thanks for coming along as we continue to learn who God is. Yesterday, we kicked off the week talking about God's salvation for us. Romans 1 and verse 16 says, "The gospel is the power of God for salvation." The Greek word for salvation means deliverance and rescue. As we talked about over the last couple of weeks, God uses his power to provide salvation, deliverance, and rescue from our sin, so that God is the one who saves us. We do not save ourselves. No one is living in right relationship with God now, and no one is going to heaven after we die because of the good works that we have done. And yesterday I read from Ephesians, another one of the Apostle Paul's letters, chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10, to prove this to you. Let me also read that again to refresh your memory, and as we welcome new listeners who were not with us last time. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." I made 2 points about this text. First, Paul is telling us how we are saved. He says we are saved by the free gift of God's grace. And second, Paul is telling us that once God saves us from our sin, then and only then are we able to produce good works that are pleasing to God. So good works are a reality for us, but only after God saves us from our sins. The only way any of us are going to heaven when we die, the only way to escape hell, is if God saves us by his grace, if God gifts to us salvation, if God delivers and rescues us from our sin. We are not saved as a result of our good works. We are not. And while we are not done talking about the word salvation and how God saves us, what I want to do now is to move on in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 to our next key word, because the next word relates very well to the word salvation. And that key word is faith. Faith. I'm reading now Romans 1 and verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Thus far on this broadcast, we have talked about the word power and the word salvation, and now we come to the word faith. But you say, "I did not hear you read the word faith in Romans 1 and verse 16. Perhaps you have your own Bible open in front of you now, and you read along, and you do not see faith. You're correct. This verse does not mention the word faith, but faith is there. It's in the word believes. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And then I will tell you that we'll come to the actual word faith in the next verse, verse 17. In your Bible, highlight the word believes in verse 16, and let me talk about this word. It's a Greek word that means trusting in, relying on, and having faith in. This is the believing that comes from faith. So we can read the Apostle Paul as saying, "The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, believes." And here is what else you have to know. In the Greek language, this word believes is in the present and continuous form. So it is ongoing, continuous, daily belief. It is better translated believing, believing. Every day I am actively believing. Every day I have faith in Jesus Christ for my salvation. My faith is in Jesus. My belief is in Jesus, and it is ongoing and continuous. Isn't yours? In his readable and easy to understand commentary on the book of Romans, theologian and pastor John MacArthur writes, quote, "God does not first ask men to behave, but to believe. Man's efforts at right behavior always fall short of God's perfect standard, and therefore no man can save himself by his own good works. Good works are the product of salvation, Ephesians 2:10, but they are not the means of it," unquote. And of course, men here also includes women. You see, this word believes reflects the word faith, and all God is asking for us to do is to receive his salvation and put our faith in Jesus Christ. God asks us to believe in Jesus Christ by faith. To believe is not a work. It is faith. Belief is trust and reliance on someone else's work, Christ's work on the cross on our behalf. So I do not work for my salvation, but rather I believe in Jesus for my salvation. I do not work for my salvation, but I have faith in Jesus for my salvation. Jesus died on the cross to take away my sin. Once I put my belief, my faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins, then I am saved. Then I have received salvation from God. Jesus does the work of removing my sin so that I do not have to do that work. God gives to me salvation, not based on my works, but based on Christ's work on my behalf. I sincerely hope that you understand this distinction. Friends, this is of extraordinary importance. The words salvation and faith go together. So let me bring us back to Ephesians. I read this earlier when I was reviewing what we talked about yesterday, and most of you will now remember what I said about these verses last time. This is Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. That's Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. And aha, here it is. For by grace you have been saved. There's the word salvation. Through faith. There's the word faith. Then, listen, not of yourselves, not as a result of works. Your salvation is by faith, not by your works. My salvation is by my faith, absolutely not by my works. Oh, I pray with all my heart you understand this. John MacArthur continues, quote, salvation is not merely professing to be a Christian, nor is it baptism, moral reform, going to church, receiving sacraments, or living a life of self-discipline and sacrifice. Salvation is believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Salvation comes through giving up on one's own goodness, works, knowledge, and wisdom, and trusting in the finished, perfect work of Christ. Unquote. Notice how he says salvation is not according to one's own goodness, works, knowledge, and wisdom. These are not how we are saved. That is so well said. Oh, I hope you're listening. There is no work I can do to earn God's salvation. There is no work I can do to go to heaven. As I said at the end yesterday, God sees what I perceive to be good works for my salvation as filthy garments, as menstrual cloth, according to Isaiah chapter 64. I am saved because of my belief, my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, period. That's it. If you are saved, if you have salvation, then you are saved by your belief, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, period. That's it. Faith plus nothing, faith alone. Let me put it to you this way. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. I'll give that to you again. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is what we have been learning in Romans 1 and Ephesians 2. God gives us his grace and that alone, not our works, save us. It is our faith alone and no works. That is our response to God's grace alone, no works. And then, of course, God's grace alone comes to us through Christ alone, and our faith alone is in Christ alone. And so, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And our salvation has nothing to do with our good works. Now, it is possible that if you only hear me say this once, you might miss what I'm saying. So what I'll do is to post what I've just said on the God Is WEZE Facebook and Twitter pages so that you can actually see it. That will help you understand what I am saying. Just go to God Is WEZE on Facebook and God Is WEZE on Twitter, and this will be there for you today. That's God Is WEZE. If you are not on those social media platforms, just email me and I will be happy to send this to you. Also, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, will make a lot more sense to you if you stick with me in the coming days. It will take me time to teach you what all this means, and so we need to spend more time together. I'll be grateful if you give me that time each weekday at 4:30 p.m. on this fine station, or whenever you listen to God Is as a podcast. It's quite possible that you are thinking, all right, calm down, I got it. In fact, I knew this already. Why are you so riled up about this? Well, I can answer that question. While you may understand and accept what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 10 and in Romans 1 verse 16, I assure you that many other people within the sound of my voice do not understand this, and worse, do not accept that what I have shared is true. This could be for several reasons. Perhaps a person does not accept that salvation is by God's grace alone, by faith alone, because they do not understand it. If so, I am praying that I can adequately explain grace alone, by faith alone, to you in the coming days. Or perhaps a person does not understand what the Bible teaches, that salvation is by God's grace alone and by faith alone, but they learn what it means and then still reject it. Why? Because the human person insists there must be something we can do to make God love us, accept us, and save us. Works-based salvation is very popular. And when you come back tomorrow, I will show you just how popular this is within our whole wide world. People everywhere believe that salvation comes by their works, but they are wrong. That is not true. So if you would, come along tomorrow and join me, for God is...